U.S. officials worry that the fighting between Israeli and Palestinians may spread to other countries and could destabilize the entire region. It could undermine international cooperation for the war on terrorism. Some Arab countries that had supported the U.S. anti-terrorist efforts already are backing away. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Arab anger has the Bush administration worried. U.S. officials have said many times the war on terrorism will succeed only if other governments help, with law enforcement and intelligence sharing, for example. But now the Muslim and Arab countries whose help the United States most wants are in an uproar over Israeli military actions. Judith Yaffe, a Middle East specialist at the National Defense University, says the prevailing Arab or Muslim view is that this is no time to support U.S. anti-terrorism efforts.
Any cooperation with the United States, regardless of the reason, is going to be taken much more seriously as proof of complicity with a regime that's oppressing the Palestinians.
A senior military official deeply involved in planning efforts says the spiraling Israeli-Palestinian violence is, quote, the worst thing that could have happened as far as the global war on terrorism is concerned. Several of these governments, like Jordan, say they want to help us, the official says, but they're telling us they can't right now. And Judith Yaffe says this cold shoulder comes at a phase in the anti-terrorism effort when cooperation is especially important.
Whether it's going after Al-Qaeda, going after cells that could be involved in future operations, tracing money trails, and if you're still thinking about doing something about the axis of evil, specifically Iraq, then you have to wonder if you need support, and you do, how forthcoming that will be.
One country considered critical to anti-terrorism efforts is Yemen, where Al-Qaeda cells have been active in the past. Up to 150 U.S. troops will be sent to Yemen shortly to help the government forces there, says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
In some instances, they're going to be cooperating with respect to training for various types of direct action. In other instances, they may be assisting with airports and ports and ways that that country can do what it wants to do, which is to try to see that that does not become a haven for terrorists.
Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh describes the mission of U.S. forces a bit differently. It's not we who requested them, Saleh said in an interview last week on the Arab television network Al Jazeera. It was the U.S. government that said, prove your genuineness by letting them in. Saleh is one of the most virulently anti-Israeli leaders in the Arab world. He says other Arab governments should help the Palestinian cause with arms and other military assistance. But in the past, his own regime has been threatened by Islamic extremism and inter-tribal rivalries, so he may have reasons of his own for accommodating U.S. forces. It was from the Yemeni port of Aden that Al-Qaeda operatives attacked the USS Cole in the fall of 2000. In his Al Jazeera interview last week, Saleh said that his government has two suspects in the Cole attack, but that they would not be turned over to the United States. Indeed, Saleh may expect something in return for the support he's providing the anti-terrorism effort. Yemeni officials say they want U.S. Navy ships to resume their refueling stops in Aden as a sign of confidence in their port security. At the Pentagon yesterday, spokeswoman Victoria Clark says the issue has not yet been resolved.
That is under review by the 5th Fleet, I believe it is, in Yemen. But currently, there are no deals to refuel ships in that area.
A U.S. Marine Corps spokesman says an agreement has been reached under which the Marines could provide additional security in the Aden port area for ship refueling. In fact, a new refueling arrangement might be a way to show Arab governments that the U.S. military can still engage in cooperative efforts with them, even at this tense time. But Yemen is a risky place, especially now, and the U.S. Navy remains nervous. Says one Navy official, we're not interested in sacrificing any more ships for the sake of engagement. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.